Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Mimzayin, starting in Amud Aleph, Perek Ezu Mekoimon. This Perek is a unique Perek. It's something special about this Perek. In the Torah, in Or Chaim Simen Nun, it says, V'kovu lishnois mishnas Ezu Mekoimon, meaning we start davening by saying Ezu Mekoimon. Says the Beis Yosef, why we say Davka Ezu Mekoimon? He brings the Re'ah, that the reason we say it, because there's no machloikis in the entire perek. You open perek Ezu Mekoimon, you won't find any machloikis in the Mishnayos. And he says, V'hi Mishnah Brura L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's clear. Now, mashma, they're saying that there's no machloikis at all regarding what it says in Ezu Mekoimon. So many already asked that it's not exact. Because if you see many of the Mishnayos and many of the statements of the Mishnayos, even though there's no machloikis mentioned, but it's an argument. Right away in the first Mishnah, we talk about Shiraim. It says that Shiraim is not me'akev that we saw earlier in the Masechta. It's a machlekes. So what does B'shei mean there's no machlekes? But the Ritva in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, clarifies what his Rebbe the Ro is saying. And he says as follows. He says, we Perek Ezu Mekoimon is special because there's no machlekes. Says the Ritva, hi, there are parts of Ezu Mekoimon which is not something which is agreed on everybody. Says the Ritva, Mikom Makom Achash Nishna Kol HaPerek Kulo B'loi Machlokes Klal Hu Roi Lishna Yisayishu V'Shar Prokim. Meaning, you're right. There are parts of Ezu Mekoimon which there is arguments about it. But there's no Machlokes mentioned in the Mishnah. The fact you have a Perek, there's no Machlokes mentioned in the Mishnah, that already makes this Perek unique, makes this Perek special, and that's what we mentioned beginning in the morning. And the Tiferes Yisrael, and here in this Perek, in the Yochin Ois Chovdalet, says the Mishnah uses the Lashon, V'necholim lifnim minakloim. It's eaten within the Kloim. Kloim? Kloim is the words used in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was an oil, was a tent, it's called Kloim. But in Beis Hamikdash, it's not called Kloim. So says the Tiferes Yisrael, the muchach mikan, this whole parak is no machlekes. Hu baloshon mamish kavoshenim salonu miMoshe Rabbeinu miSinai. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu got this Torah, and that's why we use the loshon kloim because Moshe Rabbeinu was talking during the midbar, and he sends this pirush and makas where he says, in general, any mishnah that there's no machlekes, that means that was the loshon that came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now you have to add to that, like the ritva that. Although there not everything is agreed upon, but it's clear that Moshe Rabbeinu gave us these Mishnayos. It seems that maybe there's a machlokes in how Moshe Rabbeinu said it. But the fact that we're saying without a machlokes tells us that this is coming from a very early time. And now there's some arguments how it was said, but we're not going to mention, not going to record any machlokes in the Mishnah to show that it's coming from Moshe Rabbeinu from Sinai. And Reuven or Golias maybe wants to argue that maybe the reason they use Kloim is for a different reason, and it's really not coming from such an early time. In the Shaar Kavonos and the Arizah is brought down that the reason, beginning of davening, we say Perek Ezu Mekoimon, because there's no machloikas in this Perek, as we mentioned before. And when you do what's called Aliyah Soilomis, when you start davening, it's some kind of a void of Aliyah Soilomis, we need to have Shalom and no machloikas. And that's why they chose this Perek. Meaning this Perek reflects Shalom Shleimus and no machlekes. And I in this Yisoy V'Shor Shavoido in Shara Shmoyos, when he speaks about saying Perek Ezu Mekoimon, he says, look at Kisvei Ari, and you see that every Mishnah there's another Tikkun B'Olamos Elyonim. And he adds and says that even though there's such deep Kavonos over here, but if someone doesn't know the Kavonos, he should have the Kavonah to do Nachas Ruach L'Yotzri U'Boiri Yisborach V'Yisalo. And he says, this is really an unbelievable kavana to do in any one of the avoidas that we do. Anytime we do something, say, Shemina Chasruach V'Hakadosh Baruch Hu. But he says, that's a privilege. Be careful to say it, Bavonas Pirusho B'Mato, to understand what it says, and to read it slowly, because there's big inyonim happening when it's Ezu Mekoimon. Ezu Mekoimon is fixing inyonim ilyonim. So it comes out of what we're learning is, Ezu Mekoimon, there's no machlekes. It shows the uniqueness of the Perek. It may even be recorded from a very early time. And with this Perek, that's how we start davening Shachris, because we're misaken with this, the Olamos Elyonim. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Achshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.